Up to Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Hamishi, the fifth chapter, and that's on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis in most standard Rambans. Halacha Aleph. Mishus Lachal Adam Nesuna, and Ratzal Atas Atzal Reach Tova, or Yitz Tzadek Roshus Biyado. Everyone has the free will to choose. If he wants to turn himself to a good path, he could be a Tzadek. Ratzal Atas Atzal Reach Ra, if he wants to turn to a bad path, or Yitz Rosh and be wicked, Roshus Biyado, he has the ability to. Mishukasa b'Torah is written, the Torah, Hein ha'adam ha'yakachat mimenu l'das tovara. That Hashem says, behold, man has become like us. He knows good and evil. Klomer, that is to say, Hein min ze shalanam ha'yayachat be'olam, ve'en min sheni domalo, ba'zeho inyan. Behold, man is unique in the world. There's no other species like him in this matter. Shehu me'atzmo b'daitu b'machshav to yidea tovara. He himself, with his own knowledge and thought, can know good and evil. He also calls Mashu Chof and then do as he chooses. The Mishiyaka Biyodom Alasas Atovo Hara. There is no one that can stop him from doing, or that stops him from doing good or evil. Kiva Chikain, since this is the case, who? Penyishach Yado, perhaps he's going to stretch his hand forth and take of the tree of life, so therefore Hashem barred the tree of life from man. But from the Pasuk itself, you see that man has free will. Halacha Beis. Things shouldn't occur to your thought. What the foolish non-Jews say, and a majority of ignorant Jews as well. That Hashem decrees on a person from the time that he was created whether he should be a tzaddik or a rasha. Ain't it ever came? The matter is not so. Every person can be either as righteous as Moshe or as wicked as Yerubim, the king who instituted the golden calf in Israel. O Chacham, O Sechel, O Rachmam, O Atzari, O Kili, O Shoa, V'chein Shar Kaladeus. And the same is true of other characteristics, wise or foolish or compassionate or cruel or stingy or generous, and so with all of the other character traits. Nobody forces him or decrees upon him. No one pushing him to one of the two ways. He, by himself, with his own knowledge, turns to whichever path he wants. The prophet Yirmiyahu says from the mouth of the one above, there does not emanate evil or good. This means, in a bar goes a lot of li'as tov lo li'as ra. The Creator does not decree upon a person that he should be either good or bad. The kivin shekein hu, since this is the case, nimtzei zeachotei ohipsei v'satzmo, therefore one who sins is destroying himself, and he's responsible for it. L'fikach ra'ilo livkos l'konei l'afatov, this is the key to tshuva. Since he knows that he's responsible for what he did, he should cry and lament over his sins. V'mesh asa l'nafsho v'gom l'ra, what he did to himself, and did his own soul bad. It says afterwards in the pasuk how a living person should bewail the evil that he did. And afterwards the pasuk says, "Ho, since we have free will, and since what we did, the evil that we did, was from our own desire, therefore it is fitting for us to repent, to forsake our wickedness." For we have the ability to do so. This is what is written afterwards in the book of Eicha. Let us search our ways and investigate and return to God. Because Hashem does not make us good or evil, therefore we should feel bad if we did evil because it's our fault, but therefore we can repent and return and come back to the way of Hashem and to the good way. The Agos Maimonides asks that it says in the Gemara that everything except the fear of God is decreed before you're born, whether you'll be rich or poor and so on, and it includes whether you'll be wise or foolish. And here the Rambam says that wisdom or folly is also dependent on your free will. So the Agos Maimonides answers that your intelligence is inherited, how intelligent a person will be, and that is decreed beforehand. But whether one will pursue wisdom or pursue folly, that is subject to your free will. You may not be a genius or tremendously intelligent, but you can choose to follow the way of wisdom and follow that, and you will succeed in doing so. So for that you do have free will. Halacha Gimel. This is a great principle. It is the pillar of the Torah and the mitzvahs. Shnemar, as it says, see, I give you this day life. It also says, see, I give this to you today. Klomar. This teaches us. You have the free will. Whatever a person wants to do of the deeds of man, he may do. They tell them they're wrong, whether they are good or bad. This is why the Torah says, Hashem is speaking, and he says, if only they would have such a good heart all of the time. Klomar, this means, that Hashem does not force people and decree upon them to do good or to do evil. Everything is given into their control. That's why Hashem wishes, oh, if only they would be good, because Hashem gave us the control. If Hashem would decree that a person should be either righteous or wicked, that was going to give a logical argument against those who disagree with free will. If this would be decreed. Or if there would be something that pulls a person by his very nature of his birth to one particular path or to one particular way of thinking, to particular characteristics, or to particular actions, as the stupid astrologers imagine in their minds. If that would be true, how can Hashem command us to the prophets, do this and don't do that? Improve your ways, don't follow your wickedness. How can they command us this? If by his creation it was decreed already that you do a certain thing. Or the way he was born is attracting him to something that he cannot get out of. What room is there for the whole Torah? What justice is there in punishing a wicked person or rewarding a righteous person? Will the judge of the whole earth not do true justice? Is he going to punish someone for something he had no control over? Reward someone for something he had no control over? Do not ask and say, how can a person do whatever he wants? If he might have Mr. Law and his actions are in his own control, if he asks Volum Davish Lobishus Kono, can you do anything against the will of your Creator, Velochetzo, without his permission, without his will? Because of Omer, Koloshechov, the Shem also Bashmain Varet. And the Pasuk says Hashem does all that he wants in the heaven and the earth. So how can you do anything against his will? He doesn't want you to do a sin, and yet you're saying you have a desire to do a sin. You have the right to do a sin. Not the right, but you have the ability to do a sin. The answer is, da, you should know. Everything is done according to his will. Even though our actions are given unto us. Just like the Creator, Hashem wants the fire and the wind to be light and to go up, and water and earth to be heavy to go down. But God will so that the eagle and the sphere goes around in a orbit. And similarly, all of the other creatures of the world. Hashem wants them to be in a certain pattern. That is God's will that we choose ourselves. And that all of your actions are under your own control. And nothing should force or pull him. But man himself, with the knowledge that God gave him, can do everything that man can do. And that in itself is God's will. This is why a person is judged according to his actions. If he does good, they do good to him. He's rewarded. If he does evil, he is punished. This is what the prophet says. This came to you from your own hands. They chose their own ways. Concerning this, Shlomo HaMelech says, rejoice, O youth, in your youngness, in your youth. That God will bring you in judgment for all of these things. Klomar, in other words, Dashish Vilchakoch Lasis, when he says rejoice in your youth, it means know that you have the strength to do whatever you want. However, also you should know, you are going to be brought in before judgment, and you're going to be responsible for whatever you did. Halacha Hey. Shema Tomer, perhaps you say, Hashem knows everything that will be. Before this person chooses to be a tzaddik or a rasha, either God knows or he doesn't know. If you say he knows, then the person has no choice. God knows I'm going to be a tzaddik. If you say he knows he'll be a tzaddik, but it's still possible that he'll be a rasha. Then he doesn't know. He doesn't know the matter clearly. So you have a contradiction here. If Hashem really knows, then where's your free will? He knows you're going to be a tzaddik. If he knows, but you still have a free will and you can do the opposite of what he knows, then he really doesn't know. How can you say that? Da, you should know. You should know that the answer to this question is longer than the earth, and wider than the sea. There are many great principles and great mountains hanging on it. You have to know and understand in this matter what I tell you. We already explained in the second chapter of Yisodei Torah. That the only one blessed is he does not know with the knowledge that's outside of him. Or the way people know, with the knowledge that's outside. A person and his knowledge are two different things. Lahu yisal shmo, but Hashem, blessed is his name, the daito, and his knowledge effort is one. The daito shalom yichol olasik dover zel buryo. A person's knowledge cannot understand this clearly. Because thought is different. Thought is a process for man. It's not a process for God. God is and he knows, and without it being a process. Just by nature of his being, he knows. Just like a person cannot understand and find the true nature of God, as it says, so you can understand the knowledge of the Creator, since he and his knowledge are one. This is what the prophet says, my thoughts are not as your thoughts, my ways are not as your ways. Kivin Shekain says, this is the case, who... we do not have the wherewithal to know how Hashem knows all of the creatures and all of the things that happen. But we know without a doubt that a man has free will. And Hashem does not pull him and decree upon him to do a certain way. Not only because we accept it as a religious truth, and that's why we believe it. There are many proofs from wisdom, from philosophy, from science. This is why it says in the prophets, that a person is judged according to his actions, whether it's good or evil. This is the principle upon which all prophecy rests. So the Rambam is saying, as far as the reconciliation of prescience, of God's knowledge of all things, of free will, that's because the very nature of God's knowledge is different than our knowledge. And therefore there's no contradiction. We can't understand the nature of God's knowledge because God is different than man. But because of that different knowledge, therefore, with that kind of knowledge, there's no contradiction to free will. The Ravid says, this author did not follow the custom of wise men. A person shouldn't start something and not know how to finish it. He started with questions. And he remained with a question. And he said, just have faith. He should have left the thing with the innocence of innocent people. He shouldn't have aroused their hearts with a question in the first place. Then he leaves them with doubt. Maybe for 1 hour they'll have doubts and not be satisfied, and because of this is a bad thing. So why even raise the question, says the Ravid, if you can't have a good answer? The Ravid says, now the question is answered, he wants to, now that the question is raised, he does try to give his own answer. Even though there's no absolute answer to this, It's good to give a little bit of an answer, V'yomer, therefore I say. If the righteousness of man and his wickedness would be dependent on the decree of God, then we would say, what God knows is what he decrees. Then we'd have a very difficult question. Now God took away the control of man, and he gave man his own self-control. So he still knows, but we no longer consider his knowing as a decree. It's like an astrologer, let's imagine an astrologer who knows what someone is going to do. He knows because he has his means of knowing. But he doesn't control the person. The astrologer is not making him do it. He just knows what the person is going to do. It's known that Hashem gave all of the things that happen to a person, both large and small, into the powers of the constellations. But God gave him, in other words, there's fate, there's a predetermined fate, but God also gave man the ability to escape this fate, to go out of the constellations. And by constellations here, he means just the predetermined mechanistic nature of the universe. But man can escape that by his free will. This is the power that Hashem gives us to be good or evil. Hashem knows the power of the predetermined constellation, which means the nature of the universe in which man finds himself. Hashem knows that perfectly. And he also knows whether the man will have the strength to extricate himself from that particular fate. Whether he'll have the strength to blow or not. This knowledge is not a decree. Hashem merely knows what you're going to choose without forcing you to choose it. The Rav says all of this is not totally satisfactory. Because Mishnah says that the Rambam's explanation, you can't really blame the Rambam for raising the question, because the question is going to be raised whether he raises it or not. So he has to raise it, because sooner or later people are going to raise it, and therefore he gives you the answer. Also, the nature of his answer isn't simply believe it in faith. The nature of his answer is understand that by definition the knowledge of God is different than ours. That's not blind faith. That's an understanding that Hashem's knowledge is vastly superior and absolutely different than ours. And once we can truly understand that, then we can understand why we can't understand the working of God's intellect and the resolution of prescience and free will. And therefore, we can accept that as being one of God's powers.